Joining us this morning for a look at some legislative actions taking place on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, we were talking a lot about Ukraine, and you put forth a bill to ban Russian products in Massachusetts. Could you explain this to us?
Yeah, this is something that a lot of legislators around the country have been looking at, and it's something that we're really happy to see the Biden administration take some action on, Russian energy. What's going on in the Ukraine is they're fighting for their democracy, and Russia is in clear violation of Article 2 of the United Nations Charter. And so the people in Massachusetts, I don't think, support the Russians and their actions. The people in the United States don't support what they're doing. Obviously, our NATO allies don't as well. So we should not be funding any parts of their economy while they're in direct violation of what's going on over there.
And this ban would be all products from Russia, correct?
That's correct. Now, most of our Russian imports here in the United States are oil and gas, about $18.6 billion every year.
But this would also include vodka and beverages and things of that sort.
Yeah, all Russian products, I'm just saying. For the most part, of the $22 billion of products that we imported in the previous year, 18.6 of them were Russian oil and gas. So the vast majority of it is targeted in the energy sector.
Now, there's also been a proposal to divest the state's pension fund from Russia. Could I also get your thoughts on that?
That's something that, you know, came up in conversation after I proposed my bill. I know the governor, the speaker, and the Senate president were looking at that. It's been proven a little more difficult because we at the state level have a lot of investments with different firms, different funds, and it's a little more difficult to track down exactly where those funds are invested and exactly how much of those funds are invested in Russian securities.
Now, in other news, you also celebrated a state grant for the Cole Parkway Marina project.
Yeah, it's something that we've been working on. You know, the town planner, the town administrator, and the board of selectmen do a great job at letting us know what their priorities are for funding at the state level. And we have the budget coming up, so we'll be fighting for more funding for different projects around Scituate. We're happy to bring some money back to the district to support that project. There's a laundry list of funding needs here in Marshfield and Scituate as we try to continue to make this district more resistant to climate change and rising sea levels, and that was a critical part of our plan, so we're happy to bring some money home for that.
Alrighty, well, unfortunately we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Dan.
Thank you.